Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya podcast. Also, it is officially the first week of December, which means jingle bells dashing through the snow and a ho 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 ho.
This is our last episode of this year.
Dang. And you guys might be thinking, didn't they just put out an episode last week? Well, you know what? Happy holidays to all of our listeners. This is a gift for you.
Yes.
We're blessing you with our voices.
Yes. And then we're blessing you with silence.
Because after this, there will be no more episodes until January.
Yep.
We're taking a little holiday breaky. And so we thought, you know what? We can't just leave the listeners hanging without one extra episode in the year before we take a little break. So here we are.
But meanwhile, hopefully all of you will have received your stickers and your calendars, and you'll be so full of that Hoya spirit. You won't even notice we'll be gone for a bit.
That's right.
I think we're packing our calendars the weekend that this episode goes out. So if you purchased a calendar from us, thank you. And look out for them within the next like week or two. They should be in your mailbox.
Yes. Muchas gracias.
Yes.
Para su colaboration.
También.
También. En la casa azul.
Sí.
En la biblioteca.
Yes.
Sí. Anarajando.
What are we talking about today, Lydia?
So,
what's on the docket?
A end of year chat. Sit here with us and reflect on some of our fun memories that we've had and our favorite moments. But also, I mean, you know, a holiday episode. So we got to talk a little bit about what planty gift do we want from the good old Saint Nick.
But also, I do have a recent ex 3-pack-a-day smoker voice for this episode, which will be nice to here in December. I'm having a real big battle with allergies, guys, so bear with me.
Okay, it is crazy to me to think, though, that we are already at the end of 2023. It feels like yesterday that we were just talking about 2023 just started and we're so excited. And now we're at the end of the year.
Yeah. This year really flew by very quickly.
I mean, I don't want to go out and say I was real excited, but, you know, it was going to happen anyway. But it does feel like every year it comes by a little faster.
Yeah, it does. Why? Why is that?
Because we're getting older.
Because we're old.
It's psychologically proven that as you get older, you have more time to compare to. And so then that makes your brain feel like the time is going by faster. So when you're younger, it feels like it's going by slower because you don't have any time to compare to. But as you get older and you have lived more and you have more time and more experience, it goes by faster. So,
okay. Mm-hmm.
I like how when I started talking about that, you guys were both just like, let me get on my phone. I'm just kidding.
No, I was trying to make my phone centered on what it's sitting on right now.
I was on my phone.
So that means by the time that we're talking about this, 2024 is already going to be here and be gone. And, you know, we're going to be in 2025. So just kidding. I didn't just say that.
I was just going to be like, what? No.
Okay. But 2023, the end of the year, we've had lots of moments, lots of them. What are some of your guys' favorite moments from this past year for LTH podcast?
I mean, this is the year we launched our Patreon, which was something that is a big deal. Bow, 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 bow. And we had so much support come our way that was like completely unexpected. So that left me feeling all warm and fuzzy for sure. Yeah. That was like one of the highlights of the year for the podcast for me.
Yeah, I would have to say so myself too, because I don't know, it's, you know, you almost forget that there's people listening because we're here and we see each other and we're talking, but then, I mean, you realize that there's other people on the other end, because even on Instagram, we would get messages and things like that. But then to actually have a group where people can talk to us and chat with us and give us updates and talk about the episodes, like it makes it feel that much more real and special in a way that like, oh my gosh, like people are here like supporting us. It's been really cool.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's super special. I know that I've personally talked about how much it means to connect with the community and Patreon and even our listeners in here when you guys comment or when you reply to some of the episode content, it still gives me little bubbles in my stomach of excitement.
That's just a fart.
Besides that, but I really enjoyed our little trips this year. We went to San Francisco, we went to LA. I love traveling in general, but I love traveling with you too, because I just feel like we found our little groove now of
like food and then more food
and more food and plants and seeing planty people. That was really fun.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite memories of this year, especially the karaoke bar in San Francisco, because I think Adam got to see a side of Lydia he never expected when she got behind that mic.
Gosh, K-pop star Lydia, legitimately. Those hips don't lie.
Yeah. That was great.
That was good. That was good times. Wow, like as you were talking, I'm like, oh yeah, there was more things. Because in my head, I'm like, what all happened this year?
Yeah, and you and I were discovered as celebrities in LA on that little bus.
Yeah. For red, white, and royal blue.
My gosh. Wait, have any of us even seen that Netflix show yet?
It's Amazon Prime.
Oh.
And I heard it was a book. But they've now turned into it. They turned into a movie, but it was, people love it. I haven't watched it though.
So we got to have like a movie night and we're going to have to watch it.
Yeah. Red, white, and royal. See, my speech impediment is coming out. Royal. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna give up on saying that one, but yes.
It has been fun. And you know what? This year we also had all of our guests that have come on.
Yes.
Which I feel it always makes me feel, what is that? What is it when you feel imposter syndrome? Mm-hmm. When people from the community that you've been seeing for the last couple of years or so, doing so much work and making such a huge impact, then coming on to this podcast to even talk to us and just share their knowledge with our listeners. That's been cool too.
Yes. And we have one that I'm very excited about, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yes.
We haven't recorded it yet.
But the guests for out next year.
And so, yeah, that's just another, I don't know, full circle moment, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Just being able to hear from people who you're like, wow, this is a total celebrity. And really, everyone in the community is so humble and kind. That's been very, very fun this year.
Yeah.
Like even before, you know, having a recording with them, just reaching out and then them responding back, it's like, oh my gosh, they responded back.
Yeah. But and even though we've been to April's in other years, going this year was extra special because we get to have lunch with some of the staff from Unsolicited Plant Talks. And that was really special.
And Henry.
Mm-hmm. And Henry's our peduncle pal. Too, so Anna. We got to give him a sticker in real person.
You're gonna say in real person.
Yeah, so oh man, visiting Unsolicited Plant Talks is always a dream. Beautiful.
And it's just like the whole experience. I feel like we talk about it every time, but it's like when you have family and you go and visit them and then you just like lose track of time because we're always there way longer than we anticipate. And mm-hmm. then I always feel bad because we were there for like you know, we always show up in the morning because April's busy and we're like, okay, like we're going to show up in the morning and not take up her day and this and that. And then it's like 5 hours later.
5 hours later, it's lunchtime and we might as well go get lunch.
I always feel like it's super fun to go see other cities, like plant collectives, mm-hmm. you know, and Adam and I went to the DC event and we met the DC Plant Collective. And I think that was so fun. Like we've, you know, hung out and met with the LA or OC SoCal Plant Collective several times. Yeah. And those people are great people. And we've made some new friends, you know, in the DC area. And I think that's like really cool how you get to finally meet people who are behind the screen and you get to like talk to them and see their collection. And it's just so cool how plants bring us together in that kind of a way. And we would have never met otherwise, you know?
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like sometimes I have amnesia because I'm just like so much stuff is happening in the year. I just forget, but I completely was not even thinking about the DC. But the DC was a really fun trip. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you weren't there, Jesse, but you know how fun DC is.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was really DC. It was really fun to like to talk to people.
But Jesse wanted to be there in spirit and she reminded us to take pictures.
We didn't.
Yeah, and thank you for the one picture.
I still only have like 5 pictures from that time.
I like learning a little bit more about the behind the scenes of like the podcast work that you do, Adam. You taught me how to edit.
Yeah. Here,
and hearing some of our little bloopers, that was fun. In the Patreon.
Patrons only. Yeah. Jesse's little nugget of bloopers.
Anyway.
Jesse, okay, Jesse, some of those sayings are literal gold.
Some of them, not all.
Yeah, some of them are gonna have to stay in the vault.
Yeah. Oh.
But also, I gotta say, just, I mean, feeling again the generosity of our community and how just kind and warm people are. Not only through, you know, y'all's support for like Patreon and chatting with us and things like that, but we've even had some people just send us plants, you know, and cuttings and yes. sharing them with us. And not something that anybody has to do or we ask for, but people who just want to do that. And I think that's so kind.
That is
so
kind.
Thank you. You know, it makes it special now because it's like, oh, one of our listeners sent this to us, you know, and then to have that in your collection and now being able to recall back on that, you know?
Yeah.
And this year we added somebody new to the podcast family, Mai Tai.
Oh, that's right. You barely got him. Why does it feel like you've had Mai Tai for like 5 years already in some ways, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like
if you think aged about me. It, he's aged me 5 years, I think.
Yeah, one of my favorite memories with Mai Tai is how he jumped from the couch to the table and unplugged the recording machine literally when we had just like we were at the end of an episode, and I looked at Adam and I know that he knew that in my head. I was like, if that didn't save, I'm going to twist Ty's little head off.
Yeah, no, I was about to too, but the funny thing is when I was exporting our files, I mean, I know no one really cares about this, but I only got the end of the episode and I couldn't find the beginning. It like put a different folder.
And you thought it was gone.
I thought it was gone. And so I was having another freak out moment that neither of you two were involved in because it was just me downloading the files. And I was just like, oh God,
I have to tell them
this episode didn't record. But I found it. It was our Hoya Multiflora episode where he did that.
That was like, okay, if it was just a chillin' chat, that would have been easy to re-record. I mean, granted, it wouldn't be the same, but at least it's just a chatty episode.
Yeah.
But to do an episode like that where you have to put in like all this information, all this research, and that cut off at like an hour.
Yeah, it was right at the end.
I had no words.
Ooh. But he's been a joy. I mean, it's not been super easy recording because he's a little loud sometimes, but
him and one of my dogs, Bo, are best friends. Best friends, best friends, best friends, best friends, best friends.
They're frenemies.
They're little besties. Dog besties. Man, so much has happened this year, eh?
Yeah. So
yeah,
like
eh?
What, not just the podcast, but in your plant collections. Like what are some of the big things that's happened in 2023 for you?
Well, in 2022, I started with the normal Mana shelves that I had, which were like 3 cabinets, a lower shelf, and then 3 other like just normal little shelves. And this year I bought 5 more.
Five?
Why
didn't I didn't know it was 5.
Well, it ended up being 5.
Dang. So you grew.
Yeah.
That collection grew.
Yeah. But some of it is, you know, now I have a lot more plants that are just getting bigger. So then they take up more room. And so then to make up for those plants, I needed different shelves because now they don't fit on a smaller shelf. And I have to put them on a trellis and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then in moving those plants up, it created more room. So then I had to get more plants. So, you know, it's a cyclical cycle.
Yeah.
Except now every single wall in that room is covered and I don't have any more room. So I can't get any more shelves. And also per my parents, they're like, Lydia, please, can you stop going to IKEA? And I'm like, okay, but this is my house and you're just living here.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You are a guest in my home.
No, but you know, it's their home too because I invited them to live with me, but still, it's still my house.
Yeah. I mean, that was a big change I went through this year too, because I bought that brand new shelf.
Yeah.
And then it made me completely rearrange my whole plant collection. And I love how it's set up now.
It's a whole vibe.
IKEA just destroying lives.
And you know, I have to say, yeah. But you know what? Light on the wallet. Well, not for you.
Not for that stupid shelf.
Yeah, you got it. See, Lydia goes for cheapest best.
Yeah, well.
That's why none of my shelves match.
That's true.
But with that came more plant acquisitions. And I don't know why. I just went on like a plant acquisition spree starting the beginning of the year. And through that, though, has come a lot of different friendships. And now we just trade plants together all the time, which is super nice, you know, to have these like people that I just stay in contact with regularly. And we talk about plants and how they're growing. And we're all like kind of into the same type. Like we're all little thin-leaved girlies looking for little weird, you know, thin-leaved Hoya that other people might not be looking for. So that's been super fun too.
Yeah.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Looking to elevate your gardening game this season? Well, look no further than Coast of Maine, your go-to source for premium organic soils for over 28 years. Organic approved and sourced from oceans and farms, their full range of garden and lawn products are designed to restore roots to the natural world.
So picture this, you're struggling with lackluster soil just like I did last year, and your garden plants just aren't thriving. And that was until we discovered Coast of Maine. Their products infuse my soil with the healthy microbes and nutrients it was craving, resulting in vibrant outdoor plants that practically thanked me for the upgrade.
Omri listed and crafted from natural ingredients like lobster shells and fish bones, their products not only nourish your plants, but also your peace of mind.
Are you ready to take your garden to the next level? Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. That's why their products are carried by local retail partners who provide advice and insight, not just found in big box stores.
And Coast of Maine knows, from beginning to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere.
Their products make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone.
Let's get growing together.
Visit coastofmaine.com today. That's coastofmaine with an E.com. What about you, Jesse? You didn't buy any equipment this year.
No, I don't think
move,
I did.
You did move that one shelf out of your plant room.
I did. I moved my little glass case out. And I finally feel like the room started taking off that vibe I want, which is jungle plants everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I got plants from you that were very long and established.
Looking gorgeous on the wall.
Yeah, but I think generally I'm finally at a place where I don't feel like I'm just like faking it as a plant person. I finally feel like, oh, the plants I have, like I know how they work. I can keep them alive.
You can flower them.
I can flower them. So I finally feel like a little bit of like I have a little resume in the plant world now.
I mean, we just put out a Patreon episode where we did Q&A with our listeners, and some of them were like plant care questions. And Jesse was in there like, yeah, and you do this and do that. And just so you know from my experience, this and that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And normally I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Everything dies. So I think this year was a year of transformation for me in that way. And I'm excited for what next year will bring. But I also, I'm still okay with things dying.
Yeah.
So.
But also, you know, Jesse has added some Hoya verbiage, some, you know, good botanical verbiage to her vocabulary, because Jesse is now a regular user of glabrous and elliptic. So, you know, big moments, like and we're all growing here. Essence. Oh, that's right. You know?
Yes.
A girl's growing.
She likes the pubescence. Okay, let's talk about blooms that happened this year that were like big freaking deals.
Okay, for what? I thought you were going to be like, okay, no time to talk about Santa Claus.
No.
Okay, this year, I mean, I've posted it multiple times already on the Green
Plant
Instagram.
Though.
But yeah, Paradisiae freaking bloomed, and now it won't stop.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not that I'm complaining, but
how many flowers are on the most recent bloom? Was there like 4 or 5?
Oh, it was like 8.
Did it smell so good?
It's like, you know, I don't know that I love the scent. It's like a fake citrus cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could be into it.
Yeah, like a fake, if you have like a very strong fake citrus cleaner, that's what it smells like to me. It's not a bad scent though, but it's like an artificial citrus scent almost, but freaking beautiful. These huge buds, and there's another one that's probably going to open again in a couple of days here. And then there's another peduncle that's budding, and then another peduncle that just formed. So now this plant is just popping off.
Dang. And I still don't have a cutting of it.
I just got one.
Oh, okay. I see where I lie.
So when I'm ready to cut mine, I'll get you some.
See, the problem is I told myself, okay, once the Paradisiae has a second vine, that's when I'm going to propagate it. Problem was, right where the second vine started was where the first peduncle formed.
Oh, kind of like that tequila sunrise. And I was like, be real careful with my my vine that has the peduncles. And Lydia was like...
A little and foreshadowing then, to our next episode, because literally that was one of my hopes for the year of 2023 was that plant would bloom.
Okay, but then I told myself once it reaches the end of one side of the trellis, then I'm going to cut it. But then it literally formed a peduncle right there.
Yeah.
A peduncle right there. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have to wait for another vine. So then another vine shoots off. First thing that comes up is another peduncle. So... I mean, I know it's like flowered already, but who doesn't want multiple, right?
So yeah, who doesn't love multiple peduncles at once?
And I'm usually not.
That needs to be a shirt.
I'm usually not stingy with my plants, but I have been a stingy girl with this Paradisiae, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, as you should, though. I think I even told you, like, don't do anything to it until it flowers. Because, like, that was... That's one that I think we've all wanted to see flower, even though I haven't actually seen it in person, but hopefully mine will flower.
It's literally gorgeous. You're going to be stunned.
They're so beautiful when you post the pictures of them too. So yeah, maybe for next year's calendar, we'll have a Paradisiae.
Ooh.
Okay. So okay, me.
Blooms for you guys.
Blooms for me. I'm trying to think of anything this year that bloomed. I mean, of course I had new bloomers. I got to see my cutest porcelana bloom, which I actually really love that bloom. That recently happened. Gosh, I know I had a bunch of new lacanosa bloom for the first time. My Porongen durian waterfall, Longwy Island.
Longwy Island.
bloomed, and that was really cool to see.
All of your pandorotas.
And all of the, like, yeah.
I got you on that pandorota kick this
2023
year.
Was a lot of pandorotas and Britannica. Those bloomed.
And now you have something blooming tonight.
Yes.
Something big and bright.
Tonight. No, that's not Santa. That's my dog that needs to go pee.
Oh.
What else? Oh, so my Mapajera bloomed this year, which was a new bloom for me. Like a new type of bloom. Like the big campanulate blooms. Mm-hmm. My Amicabellus bloomed, which was also a new different type of bloom. So I feel like we had a lot of blooms, and I think we're coming back into bloom season here.
Yes.
And I have a few of them that I'm really excited to see bloom, hopefully. One in particular that I'm very excited about.
Oh.
Well, two. Paradisiae, I really want to see that one. But mm-hmm. then another one. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
And then next. Time. We'll talk
for
about
next
it
year in 2024. Jinx.
Jesse, did you have... Because I know we talked about your luck and also bloomed. There were some other ones as well, wasn't there?
I did have a Bella bloom this year. Then it died.
It was the death bloom.
And then I had two peduncles on a hybrid that I have, but none of them have bloomed. So no, this has not been the year of the blooms for me.
Oh, so the ones that... Before you left on your trip, they didn't make it?
They're still on there, but half of them are already drying off. So I'm guessing it's not going to make it to bloom.
Oh, sometimes it does that, but then the other ones stay.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So hopefully, I'm still going to cross my fingers that that one will give me blooms before this year ends.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have to remember, though, that this was the year of Jesse's funky dunk.
Yeah, it was
true.
The funk,
my funky dunk kept going.
We just like could not stop talking about the funky dunk.
True. And my Vecna obovata has several peduncles.
Does it?
So I'm hoping.
Wow.
Obovata does that though. Like I have a splashy obovata that put out peduncle after peduncle after peduncle, never bloomed. And then during my move, remember, that's when it finally bloomed.
Yeah.
So I don't know if like, yeah, it needs a little bit of that shock or if it's more of like, there's people that say like the cold shock does it too, or just like shock and environment. So I'm not too sure, but that one's really drippy. So I'm fine.
That was the one per episode. Yeah. That one is very drippy. And but it's also like, does it stain? Because it's like maroon.
Yeah, it sap. Is. Yeah, no bueno. Those are the ones that I bagged Carrier in a little baggie.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since this is our holiday episode, we do have to talk about, if we believe in Santa Claus, what is one thing we hope that he brings us, Planty Edition?
I mean, I'm all for a silver fox. Entering my house unannounced and bringing me things. You know, something that I've been wanting for a while that I just don't know if I would spend the money on it myself is the Highland Track lighting system from
Soltec.
But truly, I would be happy with another Soltec pendant light too, the Highland pendant light. That would be a really nice planty gift to get because I do have the one. But it would be nice to have a couple more up there, you know, so I could put plants on the top of my shelves. The track light looks really nice. I would like to try that one, but,
it's and then the one just, that like affixes to your ceiling and yeah. Then it has multiple lights on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just came out with a grow bar, which is very akin to the lights we all use. But from what I see of it, it's only like a foot long.
Yeah.
And then like all of my shelves are, those are 3 foot lights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I need it bigger. Soltec.
So come on, Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
But yeah, I guess all my answers were grow lights right there.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 boom.
I'm sure there are more after you guys say yours, I'll probably have more ideas, but that was my initial thought.
Okay. What about you, Jesse?
If Santa existed and realized how good of a girl I am, who deserves everything in the desires of her little heart, he would bring me a fully furnished grow house for my backyard with like Arizona sun resistant roofing and shelving.
Swamp cooler.
Little swamp cooler.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love a swamp cooler.
Yeah. That would be it.
An outdoor grow house, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice? Like one that you could like set like a papasan chair or like a hammock in. And you could have enough space in there to just go out there and just
relax.
Yeah.
Or like, no, what he would do is just pick up one of April's greenhouses and drop it off in my house. Okay. Like the entire thing.
It's like the, you know how there's a couple of Instagram people out there where all of their content is their vibey outdoor greenhouse, but it's like the wood type and Brandon they have like Ferris a little
is the one I'm thinking of.
Chair and they just sit in there and all of the humidity just like rushes out when they open the door and it's like a whole freaking vibe.
Yeah.
If only we could do that in Arizona. Ugh.
I mean, with a swamp cooler, you can.
That electricity bill.
True.
Yeah. Scary.
What about you, Lydia? What would Santa bring this? Ho, ho, ho.
I know. And I believe that Santa is real. I do believe that. Okay. So this is something that I've been seeing on Instagram. And basically, somebody in the UK built a half greenhouse inside of their home, but it's like a whole vibe. It's like clear glass. The structure itself is like made out of like a black, like metal type of material. But it literally is just on one wall of their house. And it is literally so beautiful, but that structure is only sold in the UK. For some reason, they do not have it in the States.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, let me show you. I have it saved on my Instagram for inspiration.
So is it like they take out a wall of their home?
Mm-mm, no, it's on the wall. I'll show you.
Inside or outside?
Like the guy in DC who had the plant wall?
Like Ryan with his... Yeah, but that wasn't a green. It was basically just mounted. Okay. So it's like those those little tabletop IKEA greenhouses, but like
big,
6 feet tall.
Yeah. Like a whole greenhouse inside of your home.
Oh, so that would be like making our plant shelves, like this plant shelf wall behind me, into just like an enclosed greenhouse. That's beautiful.
That is pretty.
Isn't it? So then that's gone like viral, right? Send it on to me Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But this is only sold in the UK. It's not sold in the US. So then people are like trying to find things that are similar, but there's nothing that's quite like this.
Yeah.
This is just beautiful.
Could you imagine the propagations I could do in that? And its vibes too. It's very like
It is so
stylish,
freaking cute. I mean, look at this.
I mean, I'm not into the aeroids, but cute. Go off, sis. Oh, but like that is the humidifier built in because there's a little nozzle at the top that was just pumping out humidity. Or is that
they did something for the whole setup? I think they did like a whole tutorial, maybe. But I mean, literally, this thing has like 350,000 views. It has gone viral.
Wow.
That's wild.
So Santa Claus would be coming down the chimney with my brand new indoor greenhouse wall. And that's how I would start 2024 with a vibey greenhouse wall. Wow. Magical.
It would fit right there on that wall for me.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Or here.
Mm-hmm. I could just move my grow tent that is in my office and put that there instead. Probably the exact same size.
Yeah, it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get to see into it.
All the time. And there's something, you know, remember back in the day when humidifiers were like a big thing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And although I don't use humidifiers anymore, I did always love watching the mist come out of the humidifiers. It was just so relaxing to me for some reason. So then you would get to do that. But it would be in an enclosed setting, so then like the humidity would make sense, you know?
Yeah. Fun.
So, yeah.
Well, audience, I want to hear on our post today on Instagram about some things you're hoping for this holiday season. gifts, planty gifts that you're looking forward to, maybe even plants specifically.
Mm.
Drop your wish list. We want to see what we should also be adding to our own wish lists.
Yes, the never-ending wish list. And also, thank you so much to everybody. Thank you so much to everybody for making 2023 brighter for us and
greener.
Being greener for us and being a listener for Let's Talk Hoya podcast. And if you're a Blooming Buddy or a Peduncle Pal, thank you so much. And we're super looking forward to what we have in store for next year.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us in this year of our Lord and Savior, Britney Spears, 2023.
Get that book available at Barnes & Noble.
I already read it.
You already read it?
Listen to it, yeah.
Oh, dang, girl. It just came out.
But yeah, this has been a year of growing. This podcast has grown, and we're just so grateful for all of you. So hearts, finger hearts, hand hearts, organ hearts.
All right, then. No, anyway. Thank you guys so much for joining us for all of these episodes and growing with us and learning with us and chatting with us. And I really hope that you have a very relaxful and genuine holiday season, whether or not you're celebrating anything, you just get to spend it with your loved ones, or doing the activities that make you feel full of love and special vibes.
And special vibes and reflecting on your year and if it's good or bad, like there's good in all of it. So
yeah.
But anyway, head over to Instagram, follow us at let's.talkhoya, and you can also follow us individually. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Dashing through the snow. Año.
Bye. In a one horse open sleigh.
O'er the fields we go.
Laughing all the way.
Ha ha ha.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.